It was on July 6, 1948, a warm summer morning in New Haven, Connecticut, that you, George W. Bush, came into this world. You were a little bundle of joy, born, some say, with a silver spoon in your nose. A tiny spoon that would stay with you throughout your life. George, little George, George Jr., you and your dad were both named after your great-grandfather, George Herbert Walker, a banker who invested wisely, oh, so wisely, in the German miracle economy of the 1930s. Ah, but let's not dwell on the world of your illustrious family, the SNL scandals, and the friendly dictators, the spooks and the arms deals, the oil sheiks and that October surprise. No, this is about one particular curly-haired kid who was always so full of mischief. He would grow up, still full of mischief, to accomplish so many great things. And that's why we, the no-fly list players, are gathered here to present a little offering we call Access to Evil. It's a tribute to you, Junior, and to the world you're trying to create.
This is the right place, Uncle Sam?
Yes, this is where it all ended.
But there's nothing here.
It's Crawford, Texas. What do you expect? And right here is where his ranch was. Do you see anything on the ground?
There's something shiny over there.
What? What is it? Show me.
Here, it's just a little silver spoon.
Yes. But not just any little spoon. This is it. What I told you about.
The one that King George of Babylon used?
Yes, only we didn't call him king at first, nor did we call it Babylon at the beginning. Well, some ganja smokers did.
I'm confused.
This can tell you the whole story. The spoon contains many secrets.
How can it? It's so small and it's just a spoon.
Here, just flick it with your finger. Trust me, it works.
Like this?
No, with more feeling.
Okay.
You almost have it. Once more. Yes, that's it. It's taking us back to 1985. Just listen to the spoon.
What a mess. The cleaning lady's late. Laura's pissed at me again. The bottom's dropped out of the oil market, and there's no beer in the house. Maybe there's some bourbon in this closet. Oh, hell, I should have left this bunch of junk alone. What's this? It's my old Coke spoon. I haven't seen you since I was busted in 72. Oh, my, do we go back. Andover and Yale, Skull and Bones, parties, pussy. Hey, maybe there's a tiny bit of that Peruvian marching powder left in there. Not bad. Hey, what's that? Well, I'll be damned.
Yes, you will be.
I must be having the DTs again. There's this little guy in my spoon. Who are you?
The name's Beelzebub.
That sounds like a foreign name. What if I just call you Billy Bob?
Billy Bob it is.
Is there any way to turn up the volume on you, good buddy?
Just take another sniff.
No problem.
Thanks for giving me my old voice back.
Don't mention it. You are one ugly little sucker, though. Have you been in there all along?
That's right.
Then how come I never seen you before?
Because you've never needed me before. Frankly, Junior, you could use some advice.
You may be right, Billy Bob. I'm at a real crossroads here. My life's a mess, and I don't know what to do. An old family friend, Mr. Reverend Graham Cracker, told me that I should open my heart to, whatever, I wasn't listening. Wicked hangover, man. Just wicked.
I think he's right. You have some very serious decisions to make. Perhaps I can help. Put the spoon back in your nose and do it again.
Oh, yee-haw! I'm really flying now. Wait, I really am flying.
That's right, we are.
Just what do you have in that spoon, Billy Bob?
Something very special. You're about to change your life totally. And before you do, I wanted to show you a few things.
Say, that looks like an oil field down there. I've seen picture books about it. Are they really pumping oil?
Yes, millions of barrels a day.
You know, in all my years of drilling for it, we never found a drop. But still, made millions.
Ah, the magic of the marketplace.
And the tax code, good buddy. Don't forget that.
Not to mention the Bush family name. Behold, the New York Stock Exchange. Fortunes traded back and forth. Millions made, millions lost. Small investors screwed.
It truly is a beautiful thing, Billy Bob. A miracle. Where to now?
Afghanistan.
Isn't that in Oklahoma?
Not quite.
Hey, they're actually shooting each other.
Marvelous, isn't it? The Soviets and their local allies are fighting another group supported by the CIA. In a few years, the Soviet Union will collapse, and the other side will get such serious religion, they'll declare war on the USA and kill thousands of innocent people.
This is getting a little complicated for me.
Not to worry. It will all become clear soon.
You are going to hell.
Don't you just love the passion, the potency, the power, the glory, the stupendous, wonderfully gorgeous hypocrisy of it all?
Cool, man. Well, that sure was exciting, seeing people make things like oil and money, shooting guns and saving souls and making money.
Yes, it's a wonderful world you live in, but there's much room for improvement. It's so full of contradictions. So many activities are uncoordinated. The preachers say one thing, the stock touts another. Armies need fuel, but they destroy oil fields.
That's really too bad, Billy Bob. Is there anything I can do to help?
Why, yes, Junior. As a matter of fact, there is. You see, when the Soviets implode and only one superpower is left, the world will finally be ready for just one leader.
Who will that be?
You.
Me?
Yes, you.
How do you know that?
It's all here in this little book.
That looks like a Bible.
Yes, it is, in a way. But there are special notes in the margins and between the lines.
You know, Billy Bob, I'm not much of a reader. I'm a bit dyslexic, you know. I confuse things with their apposites.
Not to worry. Like your friend the Reverend said, it's time to finally open your heart, and this book is a special redacted version tailored just for your unique situation. But you must answer me clearly. Are you willing to become President of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And as leader of the free world, will you become Commander-in-Chief in the war between good and evil?
Yes, I will.
And will you quit drinking if you have to?
You gotta be kidding, man.
It's absolutely necessary. Clear head, moral rectitude.
I don't know, man.
Think about it. Absolute power. The admiration of millions.
But how would I know what to do? I can't think when I'm sober.
I'd be willing to act as your advisor.
Well,
if you'll have me. And there's always the spoon.
Okay. Yes, I'll do it.
We're going to make history together, Junior.
But you'll have to stop calling me Junior. That's a deal breaker.
George, honey, I've been wondering about that Bible study group you have in the den.
Nothing to wonder about. We study the Bible. That's what Bible study groups do.
Yes, dear. But I don't see anyone else but you coming and going.
Well, sweetheart, that's because the Bible is a spiritual thing. And spiritual people are hard to find, hard to locate, hard to pin down in a visitable kind of way.
Maybe so. But just where does it say, "And thou shalt kill them all and leave me to sort it out"?
A lot of places. It's all over the Bible. Why do you ask that question?
Because sometimes I hear voices coming from the den that say that over and over again. And somehow, it just doesn't seem right.
Sweetheart, you know I'm going to be president someday. And my religious consultants and co-spirituals, well, they know what they're doing.
Well, I suppose so. Good night, George.
Night, sweetheart. Psst. Am I getting any tonight?
I can't see the guy in the spoon. What gives?
I guess Billy Bob went home and left the spoon here when he had no more use for it.
So that's the end of the story?
Actually, that was just the beginning. The beginning of the end. For all of us.
What now?
We're going forward almost 20 years. Hang on and listen to the spoon.
And now, Hyena Network News with Harry Fang.
Here are the headlines. Iraq. A group of terrorists disguised as schoolchildren self-destructed just outside the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad. Washington. President George W. Bush has appointed Phyllis Schlafly as the first head of the new Department of Preborn Security. Jerusalem. The cabinet has approved a unilateral withdrawal from parts of Gaza, the West Bank, Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria.
All in all, Karen, I'd rather hear your voice than that one.
Be patient. Harry and his demographics still have some miles left, so the anchor job is a long ways off. Anyway, getting onto the White House beat means I'm on track. How do I look?
Gorgeous.
Not the right answer. Gorgeous is distracting.
I find you distracting.
And distracting isn't good at a news conference. Not for a reporter, anyway. Be honest.
How about telegenic? In a business-like kind of way?
Really?
Absolutely. Sharp, efficient, in charge. Gorgeous.
Watch your mouth.
See you tonight.
Absolutely. Bye.
And I can say this with complete confidence, because the American people are an immoral people, and we can rest assured that...
Excuse me, Mr. President. I believe that's a moral people. The American people are a moral people.
Because American people are a moral people, and we can
Once again, please. The American people are...
Listen, lady. I don't know what your problem is, but heck, nobody's gonna know the difference. To the efforts of the private sector.
Mr. President?
Yes, you over there. You're new here. What's your name?
Karen Pregunta, Hyena News Channel.
Well, Karen, I hope you'll ask me an easy one.
Mr. President, there are more and more alarming reports regarding the security situation in Iraq, in spite of the handover of power. What is being done to remedy this?
I'll tell you. I'm glad you...
Dan, why does the president keep putting that little spoon to his ear?
He doesn't...
It's like he's listening to it.
No, you see, it's just a trick of the light.
Yeah, but Dan, I know what a spoon looks like.
Oh, geez, another rookie. Look, you want to stay in the White House press corps?
Yes.
Then it's not there.
But how can you? I mean, but you work for the New York Times.
Exactly.
Whether it's Sodom today or Gomorrah tomorrow. Next question.
And now, Hyena Network News with Harry Fang.
Coming up on Hyena News, teaching resurrection science in the schools. Will public education dare to break out of its secular death grip? A debate between Lamar Alexander and Pat Robertson.
Tonight on Hyena.
You wanted to see me?
Ah, Karen, come in. Coffee?
No, thanks.
So, how did your first White House news conference go?
Pretty good, I think. It was nice to actually get a question in.
This administration is so secretive, it might be the only chance you'll get. But, Karen, there's another reason you might not get another chance.
What do you mean, Sam?
Karen, you know I think you have a great future ahead of you. Someday Harry's going to retire, and I want to see you in the anchor's chair. But having access to the White House is not a right. It's a privilege.
I take it you've been talking to some friend at the Times.
You should think of him as your friend.
I, understand.
Good. I expect great things from you, so get back to work.
You know, Billy Bob, sometimes when I change the channels away from the sports network and stuff, I hear there's worry out there among the electorate and even some congregations that the war on evil is going badly. Why, some of them are saying it's just not evil people that hate us.
Pay no attention. Everything's going very well.
But some of those programs really confuse me. Even the cartoons. Especially the cartoons.
Maybe you should just stick with the sports, then.
You're probably right. I mean, sometimes I think I'm about to have a moment of doubt or pain.
We can't afford doubt. Maybe pain, but not doubt. Don't you remember when the election looked all but lost because you got fewer votes than what's-his-name?
Yeah, I remember. Then we stole it, fair and square.
Right. And when your poll numbers were in the pits in 2001, what happened?
9/11.
And when the Abu Ghraib prison scandal was all over the news?
The beheading of that other, what's-his-name.
And what do you call that?
Slow-motion trifecta.
You bet. So how can you have any doubts?
You're right. But, I mean, just sometimes...
It looks like it's time to take another little trip.
Yeah, I could sure use something like that.
Okay, Junior, into the nose.
Please, don't call me Junior.
Now where?
Just reconnoitering over a rock.
Oh, yeah, the land of Sodom. That's where I delivered Thanksgiving on TV last year.
It was a plastic turkey.
Sure. That's the kind that doesn't go rancid on you.
Now, look down there.
Hey, I recognize them. Oil derricks. Just like you showed me all those years ago.
They're derricks, all right. But they're not pumping oil. They've been retrofitted, and now they're pumping evil. Pure, unadulterated evil.
Really? Somehow that doesn't sound right.
Contrary, it's completely right. Don't you recall the great things we've done since we teamed up? Texas is nearly bankrupt. Everybody hates America, and thousands have lost their pensions. We have sabotage and killing abroad, homelessness, poverty, environmental degradation, and prejudice at home. We're destroying democracy in the name of freedom, and terrorists are multiplying like rabbits. Do remember, yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Ever since you began your administration, evil has been pumping out of the ground here and elsewhere in greater and greater amounts.
But,
don't you see? To win the war between good and evil, we have to remove all the evil from where it's hidden. Underground, underwater, wherever. Release it. Root it out and confront it. Embrace it. How else can we destroy it? There might be some collateral damage here and there, of course, but that's unavoidable.
Why, Billy Bob, I never thought...
I know.
It's been staring me in the face all the time.
Yes. Yes, you finally understand.
What the world needs is... Access to evil.
Close one at work today. I almost blew it.
What happened, babe?
Sam, you're not going to believe this. Actually, I shouldn't be telling you. Do you know that during press conferences, the guy listens to a goddamn spoon?
What guy?
The president.
No way.
I'm serious.
That's impossible. How come I've never seen it on TV?
Because the control room always cuts away to cameras that pan across the reporters when he does it. And get this, we're not supposed to notice.
Bull.
It's true.
Wow. And you're going along with it?
I don't have a choice if I want to keep my job. I mentioned it to a guy from the Times who was standing right there just like everybody else, pretending not to see, and somehow it got back to my boss.
You mean you're now part of a cover-up?
Well, I wasn't thinking of it that way. Maybe. Just for now.
Karen, doesn't it bother you that the leader of the free world confers with kitchenware?
Actually, it looked more like a Coke spoon.
So then it's okay.
Don't be facetious. It's just one of those things, like protecting your sources. Oh, and please don't ever mention this to anyone.
Don't worry, babe. Your secret's safe with me.
I want you to think of a few lions and a herd of zebras.
Gotcha. Lions, zebras.
The lions eat the zebras, right?
Okay, I'm following you. Lions eat zebras.
They eat the ones easiest to catch.
I understand.
They keep the herd healthy that way.
How's that?
The old and the lame are easy to catch.
Hey, that's right.
Yes, and in the human world, those in power must act like benevolent predators, keeping the masses healthy and viable by picking off the old, the infirm, the very young, those too poor to make it, those so deviant they're compelled to subvert order and decency.
So you're saying...
Social security, welfare, public education, public health, child care. These will destroy mankind.
Billy Bob, your logic is so logical.
Hello?
It's me.
So talk.
She couldn't hold it in.
How much did she spill?
Everything. Spoon, cover-up, Times reporter, you.
Damn. She had so much promise.
I thought so, too. I always wanted to get married to a network news anchor.
Well, you can't always get what you want. Look at me. I wanted to be a journalist.
A democratic and ineditable inclusion to the war on evil. As we all know, there are great reserves of evil buried throughout our fragile planet, not only in the Middle East, but also in Venezuela and Alaska and the deepest oceans. And it is to these reserves we will direct our attention. With the help of our coalition partners and the latest faith-based technology, we will go in to extract and neutralize these reserves of evil using a technique that science knows as combustionism. This combustionatory process, which is also known as combustification, requires that we have access to evil for the benefit of all humanity, and thus to finally put evil to rest for all eternity.
And now, Hyena Network News with Harry Fang.
Analysts agree this announcement is not a turnaround, not a retreat, but rather a paradigm shift, and all in all, a brilliant move. Karen Pregunta is at the White House now. Karen, what did the president's body language tell you?
He seemed relaxed and confident, Harry. But what's really interesting is that a large crowd has gathered here in the street in front of the White House, and they're not all that happy. You, ma'am, why are you here?
Because I'm running out of patience. This is nuts. This is totally insane. And
sorry, folks. We seem to be having technical problems. In other news, more signs of economic turnaround. Some people are earning big money as prisoners in their own homes. They're helping to train a whole new batch of interrogators by volunteering as subjects. For more details, we take you to Ben Frisby in Guantanamo Bay. Ben?
Hello? Just a minute. Wake up, George. It's John Ashcroft again. And he's speaking in tongues again.
Yeah. Hi, John. Wait, I can't understand you. Put down the snakes, will you? Yeah, that's better. And what was that now? Yeah, I got a pencil. Okay. Repeal second law of thermodynamics. Now, why is that? Oh, I see. Sure. I'll get it to Congress in the morning. Night, John.
George, honey, do you really think it's wise to have Congress repeal the second law of thermodynamics?
Well, you have to understand, Laura, as leader of the free world, it's my responsibility to preserve the situation. And this thermalistic law keeps making more petro...
Entropy.
Yeah.
Dear.
That, and when you have more and more of that atrophy, it causes disorder, and that just prevents the situation.
But, Georgie...
Sweetheart, I believe my energy and sultans know what they're doing.
Yes, dear.
And we're going after relativity next, especially that special interest relativity. I need a moral universe to work in.
One where right's right and wrong's wrong.
Yes, dear. Oh, good night.
Night, sweetheart. Psst. Am I getting any tonight?
Hello? Ben? You here? Guess not. Let's see. Three messages.
This message from the Compliance Division of the Department of Preborn Security is for Karen Pregunta. We have received credible evidence of at least one recently missed menstrual cycle.
How the hell do they know?
The Preborn Security Act of 2005 requires that you register your uterus as a federally sanctioned and protected incubator within 10 days of this notice.
Hey, babe, it's me. I've been called out of town. Too complicated to explain. I'll call back later.
Hello, Karen. This is Sam. You probably heard the scuttlebutt. Invasion of Gamora. Toot sweet. We have to move fast. You're going to be embedded with the unit right in the thick of it. Call me as soon as you can and pack your toothbrush. Think of it as a lateral promotion.
Lateral promotion? My ass. What the hell is going on here? This really is nuts.
And now, Hyena Network News with Harry Fang.
While large-scale combustification proceeds in an orderly fashion throughout Alaska and the Persian Gulf, satellite imaging has detected large reserves of evil under the secretive land of Gamora. Ben Frisbee is at CIA headquarters.
Harry, although some skeptics and dissenters claim Gamora cannot be found on a map, intelligence sources point out it is in fact everywhere and nowhere at once, much like the threat of terrorism itself.
Thanks, Ben. As our liberation forces close in, Hyena reporter Karen Pregunta is embedded with a 666th Incendiary Battalion. Karen, can you describe what you see?
Yes, I can, Harry. Here among the noise and confusion of battle, it's hard to tell exactly what's going on. There is a lot of smoke from the fires, plus it's raining and foggy and... No, wait. The fog is starting to lift a bit and... There are a few openings between columns of smoke. Yes, I can see a bridge, a suspension bridge, and it's... Oh, my God!
Karen, just what are you seeing there in Gamora?
Harry, this place looks just like San Francisco!
Mr. President, can you explain how the entire Castro district of San Francisco was firebombed by the U.S. military and just who will take responsibility?
Dan, this was a precision laser-guided operation against an area known to be full of sodomites and their sympathizers. And don't forget that Castro himself was a gathering threat.
But Castro had nothing to do with this.
I don't see how you can defend a bloody dictator with rape rooms in his hacienda. We have incredible intelligence. Incredible intelligence.
But, Mr. President...
But listen! Just shut your yaps and listen to the spoon, fellas! Listen to the freaking spoon!
Mr. President!
On the next, who's going to hell? Will it be Kyle?
No way, man. I'm locked and loaded and ready for rapture. Anyone gets in my way, I'll light him up.
Who's going to hell? The ultimate reality show. Tonight on Hyena.
Billy Bob, things are going really downhill fast.
What makes you say that?
That last news conference didn't go too well. And my political sphincters tell me that we need a new photo op. Something really, I don't know.
Something better than the jumpsuit?
Better. Way better.
Bigger than Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Really, really big.
How big?
I was thinking, maybe with the big guy himself. You know, like shaking hands or maybe bestowing a blessing or something?
I think it can be arranged. Nose, please.
Hey, he didn't call me Junior.
There
There's nothing financial markets fear more than uncertainty, and there's nothing they like better than a sure thing. So with Armageddon on its way, you'll see a lot of happy campers flooding the marketplace with fistfuls of cash, ready to invest. But invest in what? Here's where my technique comes in. I'll be right back with more.
We'll get back right away to Susie Mormon, but first, let's talk about how you can get her guide to financial security for eternity and keep public broadcasting afloat for just as long. With just a $500 pledge, you'll get an autographed copy of her best-selling book, How You Can Profit from the Coming Apocalypse. Just call the number on your screen. Our phone answerers are standing by to take your pledge right now.
So, this is the place, huh? What's behind this door?
Don't open it.
It's not like I imagined it.
You know what they say, one man's heaven is another man's hell. I kind of like this place.
So, how close are we to the big guy, the man in charge?
Close, very close. Just step into this elevator.
There must be a mistake. We're going down.
Everything's fine. In fact, I just want you to know that I've always had a certain affection for you.
Hey, Billy Bob, you're starting to weird me out. Are those horns growing out of your head?
Unfortunately, I no longer have a use for you.
But we're partners in this partnership.
And a fine partnership it's been. My only regret, Junior, is there's not enough room in hell for everyone. Sometimes it's so lonely at the bottom.
And stop calling me Junior. Is it me, or is it getting hotter?
And now, Hyena Network News with Karen Pragunta.
Destruction appears to be widespread and intense because of hundreds of hidden nuclear devices going off around the world. Thanks to random strikes from the anti-missile defense systems in outer space, all military and commercial aircraft have been grounded and kite flying is prohibited. On the other hand, the president has disappeared.
Is that really how all this happened?
Maybe. I don't remember too well, so I must have been there.
Did it have to happen?
No, people could have stopped it, and maybe they did. We're a little outside of time here, so it's hard to tell. Once you start repealing the laws of physics, anything can happen.
But you're sure this is the real spoon?
You heard it, didn't you, Karen? Of course, no spoon is the same now. Quite a few of them talk. They've mutated like so many other things.
I don't know, Sam. It's like those other stories you're always telling me about when squirrels were smaller than people and cats had only four legs.
We do hope you enjoyed our story, folks. But remember, some things have to happen. Some things don't. Anyway, here's to you, Junior. Maybe, just maybe, we'll see you in hell.